Good afternoon, Herb.
Clearly, this is not the direction we want to be headed in. What is going on here?
Not at all. You know, more and more Americans are riding bikes. 34% of Americans rode a bike in the past year, but our fatalities are going up, and they went up 12% last year over the year before it. So something's going wrong.
I understand the victims of these accidents are getting much older. It used to be the kids riding around the neighborhood or whatever got hit by bikes. Now that's not the case as much.
No. And this average age has been going up since the 90s. It used to be children and teens, and now the average age of a fatally injured bicyclist is 45 years old.
So is this because more people are riding bikes to work and that sort of thing?
Yeah, there's a myriad of reasons why it could be. You know, you look into the report and they've put in a number of statistics. You know, we have a lot more people riding bikes. We have a lot more reasons why they're riding bicycles. They're using them for commuting. They're using them for recreation. So as more Americans are riding them, with many different age groups riding them, that could be the reason. But that's why part of the recommendations in this report include getting us better data.
And what is causing these accidents? Is it that we simply, in many cases, don't see the biker?
Yes, the number one cause is that the motorists aren't seeing the bicyclists.
So the message here to drivers is pay more attention, and the message to people on a bike is make yourself visible even during the day, wear some kind of flasher or something like that to make yourself stand out in the traffic.
Absolutely. And it is about awareness. It's about awareness for the bicyclists, what's going on around them. But it's also awareness for the motorists, for people that are driving. We can share the road safely. You know, in the case of the bicyclists, another key cause of these crashes is what's called dooring, where bicyclists are being injured by an opening car door. And I think we can all picture this happening and may have even seen it happen. This is very common. There are a lot of strategies for this not happening. Paying attention is one easy one. But there's also something called the Dutch reach. For a driver, instead of kicking your door open or swinging it open with your left hand, you simply reach over with your right hand and open the door. That forces you to look out, open the door with your body, and pay a little more attention as you slowly open that door to a bicyclist that may be passing by.
You know, we always tend to blame the driver in the car when one of these things happens, but I got to tell you, there are a lot of bikers who do not follow the rules. They get in and out of traffic, go through red lights, and they've got to realize that this isn't fun and games. They're putting their life at risk.
Yes, it's not just the motorist. These bicyclists have responsibilities too. And in the report, there's a call out to the bicycle safety programs for children, but this goes for everybody. They need to always ride on the right with traffic, not against it. You obey the signage. You know, when you're moving from the left or the right on a roadway, you need to yield to traffic, and so on and so forth, recognizing that the bicyclists are vulnerable. Just physics alone means that they need to be hypervigilant and aware of what's going on around them in traffic.
Chris, final question. Have you made any recommendations to state governments, things that they can do to try to alleviate this problem?
The key output in this report is recommendations to the states, and it focuses on what we call the three E's: education, enforcement, and engineering. Those are strategies, proven strategies, that are multifaceted in how to solve traffic safety problems.
Because clearly four-wheel vehicles are sharing the roadways now with two-wheel vehicles more than ever, and we've all got to share it safely.
Yes, regardless of the mode of transport you choose, whether you are walking, biking, driving, motoring, riding, we can share the road safely.
Chris Mullen is Director of Technology Research at State Farm Insurance. Chris, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for the opportunity and the focus on this. We really appreciate your getting the word out on this.